Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you were able to find time in your schedule to join me today. And before we begin, let's just ask the Lord's blessing upon our time together. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that you would minister to needs, and Father, that we would catch a glimpse of the glory of the unveiled Christ. Lord, what you want to bring forth in the lives of your people, the glory and the anointing you want to unveil in the midst of the congregation, Lord, the saints of God, the people that have been called out. Father, I thank you for your anointing upon the word, and Lord, that our ears, our hearts would be open and receptive to hear your heart speaking to us in this hour. We give you honor and praise and glory for it, and Lord, all the glory, all the praise, all worship, all power is unto Jesus, Lord. We thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, God is going to do some great and wonderful things in the lives of His people in the days to come. It's already starting. He is moving to bring us, as the scriptures declare, into the full manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. You know, scripture says creation itself is groaning and travailing that the sons of God, and that's men and women, individual members of the body of Christ, can come forth into the fullness of God's anointing that He has for them, unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man. And the things that our world is going through right now are like birth pangs. Nature itself is groaning and travailing. The creature, even the animals, they've been subject to the effects of the curse. They've experienced pain and suffering and death. And I just praise God, there's a glorious day coming. And I've always loved that passage in Isaiah that says, they will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. Isn't that a wonderful prospect to look forward to? A day when there will not be evil, there will be no longer war, that men will dwell peacefully together on the face of the earth, and the lion shall lay down with the lamb, and a child shall play in the adder's den, if you will. There will be nothing but safety and plenty and prosperity. The Lord Himself is going to renovate the earth. He'll do a full and complete job when He makes a new heaven and a new earth. But let me tell you, beloved, the millennial reign of Christ on this earth is going to be something to look forward to. However, we can encourage ourselves with that, with those thoughts and with meditating upon what the Lord has for us. But for now, let us focus on what He wants of us, what He is asking for the church of from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like to share a few passages of Scripture found in the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 1. And I'd like to start reading at verse 2. This was the word of the Lord that came to Haggai the prophet. And in verse 2, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, now he's referring to his people, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. And perhaps I should just pause to mention, for those of you who just need to be refreshed or not familiar, that God allowed a man, a king, a heathen king by the name of Cyrus, to allow the Jews to come back to Jerusalem after their 70-year captivity in Babylon. The Medes and Persians had conquered Babylon, and Cyrus, even though he was a heathen king, was anointed of God and allowed them to go back and rebuild the temple. In fact, the Lord called him his anointed. And they went back, but then, of course, experienced much opposition as they were attempting to rebuild the temple. And just like us, as battles occur, as trials come, as the busyness of life, just trying to make a living, overwhelms them as well as us in this day, they let go the vision to build the house of the Lord. And they were focused on building their own houses, building up their own lives, doing things that needed to be accomplished in their lives. And there was a spirit of lukewarmness and indifference that had settled upon them. And hear this. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your ceiled or roofed houses, and this house," in other words, the house of the Lord, "lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes." In other words, in spite of all their busyness and all their diligence, they were not being prospered. It seemed like everything was being just drained away. That's a very dramatic example of putting money in a bag with holes. Obviously, it's not going to stay there. It's going to drop out. And I would say that a lot of God's people today find themselves in the same condition. They're trying, they're working hard, but they're, instead of experience prosperity and abundance and blessing, it seems that they're just barely getting by. Well, human nature, beloved, has not changed over the millennium. And the Lord goes on to say, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Whenever he says something twice, that's really time to pay attention. Then he gives instruction in verse 8. He says, "Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord." Recently, I shared a letter. I sent out a monthly letter to my UCM family, and I had made reference to this particular scripture. And of course, in those days, God was literally instructing them to go to the mountain to get wood so that the house of the Lord could be built. But applying a spiritual application for the day in which we are now living, it was as if the Lord was saying, go up to the mountain of the Lord, go into my presence, seek my face earnestly, desire my presence, go up in the high places and commune with your God, and you will be anointed, and you will then not bring wood to build a physical, literal house, but you will bring lively stones. You will bring those lively stones that will help build that tabernacle not made with hands, the very body of Christ. In other words, we would be anointed. We would be on fire. Do you remember when you first got saved? Weren't you excited about Jesus? Didn't you want to share the goodness of the Lord? Didn't you want to share what he had done in your life with others? I remember doing that. It's the zeal of the first love. But as time goes on, we tend to lose that zeal. We lose that excitement. And the Lord goes on to say in verse 9, "Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land." We've certainly experienced a drought in recent years. Thank God for the rains that have been falling, the rain aside of God's blessings. However, they have been so in such an amount that there is now serious concerns with flooding and damage that has been done because of flooding. But rain is basically a blessing of the Lord. I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all labor of the hands. Beloved, this just underlines the words that Jesus said. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you. If we will put the Lord first, if he will make the concerns of his heart, the needs of his house a priority, then we will be blessed. We will be in divine order. What did Jesus say when he was leaving his disciples? He said, go into all the world and make disciples of men, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And then he promised his presence. He promised his encouragement. I will be with you even to the end of the age. And he shared with them, he said, when I go, it's necessary that I go. Because when I go, then the Father's going to send the Comforter, one just like me, the Holy Spirit. And of course, we know from the pages of the Bible, the book of Acts, what happened when the Holy Spirit made his dramatic entrance into the church of that day. They were filled with the Holy Ghost in such, and they were so overwhelmed. It was the passersby, the common folk, thought they were drunk on new wine, but it was only the third hour of the day. It was just morning, and of course they weren't. And so, beloved, we have to understand that God is asking something of us in this hour. What is it? What is it that God is asking us? We can apply this scripture from the Old Testament, but beloved, what is God saying us to today in this hour for our lives? Well, we're going to discover that. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I never do it without giving you an invitation. If you have prayer needs, beloved, there are spiritual principles and laws just as there are natural principles and laws. The law of gravity, the law of motion, you can't contravene them. They exist whether you acknowledge them or not. Beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. Sometimes when I need help, I'm in a battle, I ask for prayer, I pray with another person who is full of faith, and God undertakes. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.